you've been asked several times after games whether that particular game was Mac's best, but that must be a good sign that you keep getting that question, because that means that he's obviously continuing to grow and improve.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, you know, he's continuing to grow. He's continuing to improve. And, you know, I mean, each week he's gotten a little bit better. I just thought in the first half of the ball game yesterday, you know, he really had him guessing out there. You know, and he made a couple up and under moves, you know, and then that kind of got him to set inside. Then he beat him around the edge, you know. And I think those kind of things, when you can, you know, when you can get into a lineman's, you know, head a little bit that way, you know, it makes his job a little bit easier, you know. But, you know, you can feel Khalil. I thought he had a bunch of big hits, you know, on the quarterback yesterday, a bunch of pressures. And, you know, he's a guy that, you know, that helped us create some of those turnovers out there yesterday. So he's getting better and better. And, you know, that's all we can ask of our young players right now, is continue to improve.
After the 42-yard touchdown pass to Sammy Watkins, defense really shut Watkins down. He's really a non-factor the rest of the game. How were you able to take him out of the game?
You know, I just honestly, the touchdown play, you know, was just really a technical thing more than anything else. It was more technique. I mean, Sam, you know, he made a great play, and, you know, the guy's a good player. But you know, from our end, we didn't feel like, you know, technically we handle that the proper way. I don't mean schematically. I just mean, you know, the proper technique and using the proper technique. But, you know, that being said, you know, we just really, I think one of the ways that we were able to, you know, to help ourselves there is the fact that we were able to get pressure on them. And the ball had to come out fast, and those guys can contest it in smaller areas. So the ball didn't get down the field a whole lot during the course of the game. You know, I mean, it got down the field late in the game to the tight end, I think, down the middle of the field a couple times. But, you know, other than that, there was no real big plays that way.
At one point in the game, I think Carr was 6 for 20, and he wound up 17 for 34. What came about in the passing game to?
Honestly, it was just, you know, I think two things. I think, one, our ability to run the football kind of helped get him settled down, you know, a little bit. You know, I think that early in the ball game, he had some chances. He took some shots, you know, and those things didn't work out, which is okay. I mean, it's okay to take a couple shots. It's just, you know, we get behind the chains in those situations a little bit. But, you know, our ability to run the ball and to put him into more manageable situations opened up, you know, the playbook a little bit more for him. So, in other words, we can throw the ball short if it's second and five. You know, I mean, we can do those kind of things and throw a little bit higher percentage throws, so to get him a couple of completions that way. And then he started to throw the ball down the field a little bit. You know, he made a good throw in there to Holmes. He did a great job on a side adjust, on a slant. You know, he threw a ball in there to, you know, Kembrell. You know, it was an excellent throw over the top, you know, where he made a really clean read and Kembrell ran a good route. You know, and then, of course, the scramble play, you know, where he moved in the pocket and bought some time and, you know, made a throw down the sideline there. So, you know, I thought, you know, Derek got himself settled down. He was pretty clear, you know. I mean, on the sideline, he was under control, and, you know, he knew that the thing was going to turn. It's just, how was it going to turn? You know, was it going to be one of those deals where, you know, where we had to throw the ball a bunch? We really didn't want to play that kind of game. You know, we wanted to be able to run the football, and, you know, we just stayed patient with it, and lo and behold, it started to happen.